Now, community radio may be in a little bit of strife.
Mm.
Can we talk about that? There's been a funding cut.
Yeah, there has been. So the latest budget that came out, they had cut the annual funding for digital radio. So $1.4 million has been left out of this current budget. And that $1.4 million was per annum over 3 years is when we've received it. And it ensures that we have digital radio for community radio stations out of the main centres within Australia. And digital radio is something that is moving quite quickly, and it's the alternative, I guess, the next step above AM and FM. And it seems to be, like digital television, where radio is heading. And it's been wonderful that we've had the opportunity to be on that platform, and Vision Australia has 5 digital radio services that currently run. And while it's very new, we know that people are picking up the technology quite quickly. And for some people, the service is much better than the traditional services. So we're already on it. We're already doing, in terms of the sector, doing some really great things on digital radio. So without this funding, we start to jeopardize our opportunities moving forward to not only get more people on digital, but maintain the current services that we've got. And that's a huge issue for all of us.
Do we know why the funding was cut?
I think it was in line with
what we're told.
Yes, I definitely don't think it was personal, and we shouldn't take it as that. Things like community radio are sometimes seen as easy things to eliminate initially and then go back and review. And that's just really unfortunate because it is a small amount of funding when you think of it.
Yeah, now $1.4 million is a lot of money, but it isn't a lot of money in the great scheme of
exactly.
things. If we think what is spent, and also it's your taxes at work, and a lot of people, you know, we all pay tax.
Absolutely.
And even though low-income earners, you are paying tax, and community radio is there working for you.
Exactly. And it's not just a radio service. It is for so many people so much more than that. And it's the benefits to people's mental health, to community awareness, to community engagement, all of those things. It is such a small investment in such a great sector that is already contributing so much to the community. And then, you know, add on top of that, the amount of people that volunteer, the value of that volunteering, if you put it into dollars, the contribution that the sector is already giving back is huge. So this funding is such a small amount to continue that great work.
So what are we asking people to do then?
So there's some really great things coming up. So on Friday, June 3, the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia is coordinating a National Day of Action. So all of the community radio stations and volunteers and people involved in those stations and their supporters are asked to help spread the message that we are campaigning the government and the Labor government as well, with the election looming so close. We're hedging our bets to ensure that they understand the importance of community radio and restoring the funding for digital radio as well. There's a great website set up called keepcommunityradio.org.au.
That's keepcommunityradio.org.au.
And you can go on there and currently sign a petition and also get a lot of information about why it's important that we keep community radio on digital and keep that funding going for the future. And also the CBAA are doing some great things on social media as well. So there's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of community support. We just need to keep that going. And very luckily for us, we have a mouthpiece to do that. Unlike a lot of other places that need to, you know, advocate for themselves, we have our radio stations and our wonderful people that are involved in it, our incredible listeners and supporters as well. So if we harness all that energy, we're really pushing forward for good things to happen.
So you're feeling optimistic?
Always.
Uh-huh.
I think that's the best way to be.
Conrad Brown, manager for the Vision Australia Radio Network, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.